A year ago, Father Terry called me up in my parish in San Diego, asking me to join him for his Silver Jubilee on the 26th of June. But I had to apologize, I could not make it. I had an appointment already to go to Europe. And he said, okay, I'll do my Thanksgiving Mass a Saturday after you arrive. That's why I'm here. I arrived only last Thursday from France. But I committed myself to be here to share with you some reflections on what it means to be a priest for 25 years. I'm so glad to be able to come to a certain place like this, as beautiful as San Diego. During summer, though, I always envy those people who have snow. We don't have snow in San Diego. But your place is beautiful and your church is amazing. As I witnessed the celebration of the Thanksgiving Mass of Father Troy this morning, at the same time, I saw how wonderful your community is to have a priest ordained yesterday and to have another priest celebrating his Silver Jubilee several days ago. So Father Terry told me, please share your reflections on the priesthood. My dear brothers and sisters, I have been a priest for 42 years. I look 15 years old. Father Terry was my contemporary in the seminary. He came over when I was second year high school, children. In our wonderful minor seminary back in Eastern Samar, the most beautiful province in the Philippines. Yet, he became a priest years after me for so many reasons. And I saw that he struggled a lot, not only in studying, but also in ministering to different places. But yet, he is a good priest. Do you think so? Father Terry, you should always be a good priest. Because I know he is a good friend, and I know he is a good person. In the gospel, we have heard Jesus asking people to follow him, but they had reasons for not following him. One said, I have to bury first my father. Another had to go to see his folks at home. But Jesus said, the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And for that reason, we priests don't have our own homes, although Father Terry has a beautiful apartment. That's not his. It belongs to you. Because I believe that a priest becomes truly a servant of God once a community supports him. Do you believe so? Do you believe so? I don't hear you very well. In my parish, I speak Spanish. Thanks be to God, I'm speaking English now. Priesthood is a gift. And a precious gift that we share, not only as ordained ministers, but as baptized Christians. The first point in my sharing today is the fact that we are all being called by Jesus. Each one of us is being asked to follow him and be his disciple. But that following him depends on our response. That following him depends on our freedom to follow him, as the letter of Paul to the Galatians said, we should freely give ourselves in love, because a person who is not free can never love. Do you agree with me? I don't hear you.
Yes.
Wonderful. Father Terry said that the people who come to the 5 o'clock Mass on a Saturday are wonderful because the choir is great. Congratulations. But each one of us can never be disciples unless we love him in freedom. And once we become disciples of Jesus, there is no turning back. There is no turning back, because clearly Jesus said, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Father Terry, don't ever forget that. I hope that when you are to celebrate your golden jubilee, you will ask me once more to preach. But then by that time, I'll be looking at you back there. You want to come with me? Not now. But we can go together if we will be disciples of Jesus. We can be there if we are truly in love with him and we focus our lives on him. Discipleship may be a vocation for being a priest, being a baptized person, being a choir member, being a lector, being a sacristan, being altar boys or girls. But one of them that we must always pray for is being priests. I happen to have been rector of the seminary back in the Philippines for 7 years. Thanks be to God, among my seminarians, around 35 became priests. Thanks be to God, they called me back and say to me, Father Rector, thank you for teaching us to follow Jesus. Only those who follow Jesus can truly be his disciples. Let us give a round of applause to Father Terry. For being a good priest, he went through a lot of struggles. I know that. I know that. I'll not tell you what. Let us pray for your priests, Father Jonathan and Father Troy. Kindly pray for me also. I need your prayers. But I invite you, come to my parish in San Diego. I'm only 5 minutes away from the airport. And together, we can be disciples of Jesus. Amen.